It's New Year with Don't Love Me on Rise of Fame in Mornings. Thank you very much for choosing us. The studio is tasting, or rather smelling, very, very good because we've got some food, some poiki course that we're going to taste. And we talk about the competition or the community kickoff, cook-off event that's happening on the 7th of December, where 10 teams will have the opportunity to compete in a poiki course competition with CTIA. Stay tuned.
FNB, in partnership with Visa and Track, have introduced a convenient payment solution to make payments easier at toll plazas on the Track N4 route. You can now tap your cell phone, smartwatch, or contactless enabled card to pay your toll fee with ease at selected toll plazas along the N4. No need for cash, just tap and go. Help changes everything. FNB, a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized financial service provider. T's and C's apply.
Hi there, sir. What can we get you today?
Same as usual. Socks, please.
Of course. One pair of size 7 socks with silk inner lining to make your pinky toes feel like they're having a bubble bath.
Oh.
High cut, comfort seam stitching on the ankle to give you breathability in those intense board meetings. All in your signature Benele yellow TM.
Your world should be tailored to you. And with MTN made for you, it's all about you. Dial *142# to get the best bundles made for you. T's and C's apply. What are we doing today? MTN.
Enjoy these fantastic payday savings at Clicks until the 27th of November. Buy Clicks 2-ply toilet paper, 18 rolls, 2 for 105 rand per pack and 1 for 120 rand. Get Huggies Disposable Nappies Gold Jumbo Pack or Extra Care Value Pack, now £239.99 per pack. And buy Clicks Jumbo Kitchen Roller Towel, 2 for 110 rand. Clicks, feel good, pay less.
Now, what I didn't mention is that the winning team will win a cash prize of 10,000 rand for the community cook-off event that's happening on the 7th of December with CTIA. Chef Juanita joins us today to unpack the history of poiki course and to talk about the event that is happening on the 7th of December. We're very excited. Chef, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you, Tlot Lang. Thank you for having us here today.
The last time you guys saw me, I was pregnant. And I had, you know, specifications on, I want to eat this, I don't want to eat that, and now I eat everything.
And now you eat everything, and that's awesome. I hope you really like the poiki today.
I hope so as well. Thank you so much for coming back onto the show and bringing us all this good-smelling food. Let's talk about the poiki course and, you know, competition or the cook-off event and what the inspiration behind it was.
Yeah, so what we wanted to do is launch this poiki course competition on the 7th of December to involve the community. You know, just it's not just for chefs, aspiring chefs. All of us have this special recipe that we want to share and that we feel is a winning recipe.
Yeah.
So we invited the public and they are all entering. We're getting some entries in and it's lovely to see that, to come and tell us and show us how this lovely speciality poiki of them is made.
Why poiki course? I mean, I think there's a lot of history behind it, you know, with the different cultures that we've got in South Africa. They're all different, you know, but we all use the three-legged pot.
Definitely. It actually came from the 1600s when they started cooking on these cast iron pots.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just more comfortable and convenient for in the field, in the bush, like where we are here.
Yeah.
So you can make your fire nicely under it with the three little legs, and it holds the heat, and it also the cast iron really keeps the heat, like I said, but it's also quite porous. So as time goes, the older your pot gets, the more flavor it retains.
Okay.
In those little, so it makes the poiki more delicious the more you cook with it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. You want to include the community, which I absolutely love, because I mean, you've got students, you've got parents that are going to be coming through. But to anybody that's listening that has entered for the cook-off, what should they bring with them? What can we expect for the people that just want to go and see what's going to be happening on the day?
All right. So once you've made it through the first entries and you get selected, because we're only selecting a few for this cook-off, you know.
Right.
So your odds are going to be quite high, 1 in 10, because we're selecting 10 teams.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide basic ingredients.
Okay.
So that would be all your basic ingredients that would go into a pot, and your basic stewing meats, and also some chicken for, you know, special dietary requirements. But if you've got that little special ingredient, that secret sauce or the secret spice, that you'll bring yourself.
Okay.
So we'll have braais there and tables, and, you know, we're going to have some shade, and the family can come and enjoy it with you. So bring yourselves and that special secret ingredient.
Absolutely. I love this. I love this. So, you know, 10,000 rand has been given away on the day.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I wish I was a part of the competition.
A lovely little Christmas bonus, you can say, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How did you guys think of, you know, just this idea of wanting to include the community? And again, I say it's very important. CTIA is about, you know, the future. It's about our young generation wanting to go forward and do something for themselves. But why was it so important for you guys to have an initiative such as this one, where it's about family, but also just about so much fun?
It's definitely all about that. Coming together at the end of the year, we also have, you know, we've got some sponsors there on the day. So
lovely.
It's also for them about brand awareness as well. But it's most definitely just to bring everyone together and show the people that CTIA is fun, and we cook delicious food, and they don't need to be scared to come to us and, if you know, present their food to us. Just have fun. That's the main reason behind it. Some fun, bringing everyone together at the end of the year, and some brand awareness for our sponsors.
And do you guys have all these 10 teams already, or are we still calling on people to enter?
Oh, yes, we're definitely still calling on people to enter. The entries close on the 1st of December.
Okay, lovely. And how many teams do you guys have now?
Well, that's a secret.
That's a secret. I love it. Well, wishing you guys all the best. I know I'm going to be there, and we're going to have so much fun.
Definitely.
I think I'm going to bring my little one as well.
Looking. Oh, yes. Lovely.
Yes, I think so.
Everyone's going to have a lot of fun. We'll also have some cool drinks and boerewors rolls and things like that for the family members.
Okay, lovely.
You know, so while they wait for these lovely poikies to be cooked, they can also have a little something to eat, some live music. You know, we really want to create that nice
It's a fun day.
Yes.
It's a fun day. Any extra information people should know, or where should they go? Should they want extra info?
Well, they can visit our website, or they can visit ctia.co.za /pot, as in P-O-T, and /. And that would take them to our website with where you can enter all of the details there and the entry fees and all that you need to enter.
Mm-hmm.
Like name, surname, and all of those details.
Okay, we love it. You guys have brought us poiki course today. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, so the poiki that we've made today is a beef short rib.
Mm-hmm.
A traditional poiki, you start off, so I'm giving a little bit of tips here.
Yeah.
You start off with a nice hot pot, frying your onions and your what we call a mirepoix, so your onions and carrots and celery and, you know, so herbs and spices, just to create that baseline flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And you add your meat to that and seal it off nicely. And then you add your stock and your liquids, and you reduce the heat. So then it simmers at a very low, gentle heat for extended time.
Mm-hmm.
So now the cutoff meat is going to determine the timeline for the cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's almost ready, about an hour before, you add your starch, which is your little baby potatoes maybe, or cubed potatoes, whichever you like, and sweet potatoes for the healthier people.
Yeah.
And 30 minutes before is when you start adding your vegetables. And the key to everything is having it in layers.
Yeah. Okay. I don't want anyone to say, you guys did not plug us for Christmas food, or because listen, we just did.
Definitely.
We just did. So we're going to do a bit of tasting in the next couple of minutes. You guys want to stay tuned, because some of these people are going to be tasting on air. Thank you so much, Chef.
Thank you, Tlatlang.
It's Rise FM. We're having so much fun off air. People are fighting because they don't want to go on air and taste. I knew it!
It was coming. And there's food.
Yes.
Amen.
Are we not happy about that?
Food.
On a Friday?
Food.
Oh my goodness.
Let's go.
We're going to taste in the next couple of seconds. Kakaa is already tasting off air.
Excuse me.
Batung mamudim.
I didn't want to eat with food in my mouth.
I apologize.
It's the food. Blame it on the food.
All right, so we're going to be tasting some of the good food, and Ria's going to tell us what he thinks, as well as Nosito. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I hope so. All right, Ria, you're up first. Tell us what
more.
You think.
I don't know if you guys are taking a pot.
Yes.
That's sad. I need a bigger bowl.
Ria, that's always you. That's
guys,
always
you. Don't
you.
Understand. And the veggies are all fresh. Like,
yeah.
Like, I can still taste the veggie itself.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike.
Have you tasted a piece of the meat?
Bro,
have
tasted
you?
Everything.
You have. When?
Have you not seen him?
I did not.
I'm sorry.
All right. So act as though you have never tasted it before. You are going on air.
The
tell
meat
us
is
what
succulent.
You think.
Like, dude, like, you need to have it for yourself. Like,
right.
I wish I could put it through the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just for some of the listeners, just to have a brew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one day we should do that. Call some listeners to come into studio
I think,
and taste.
I think.
Some of the
I think.
Right?
I think
that would be lovely.
I think that would be a good idea.
All right. Have it with the bread and tell us what you think.
The bread. Did you guys make this?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
Lovely. They
should've
made everything
known.
From scratch. You should not have asked. What do you think?
Freshly baked country bread.
Guys, you really need to have this.
Yeah. I'm going to have it.
Like, I feel like every Friday you should just have them.
Yeah.
No,
you know what?
No,
see, come on to the mic and tell us what you think. What are you tasting? What are you feeling?
I mean, the bread is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The meat looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazingly done.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. The smell.
Yes, guys, the smell.
I was so drawn to it.
Yeah.
Like,
the smell is everywhere.
It looks beautiful. It's amazing. The meat is nice. Well presented. And I mean, it's great.
We love it.
Thank
we
you.
Love it. We love it. So it's a good 10 out of 10.
It's a 12 out of 10.
12 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's what we love to hear. That's what we love
to
hear.
I've had a lot of poikies before. And
uh-huh.
By far.
He's even sweating.
Yeah. You know what? That's exactly what we want with the poikies.
Yes.
Is that laughter, that enjoying of the food, the ultimate joy when you
absolutely.
Get when you have that delicious food.
Absolutely.
And it's quite right. So the veggies was placed later on, so it's not like cooked soft, you know.
Yeah.
It's got still a fresh crunch to it.
Yeah.
And it steams because you place it in the layers, it steams with the juices from the meat and that stock that you've used. So it permeates the vegetables and you've got all of those flavors coming through.
Oh, chef, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We absolutely loved it. The 7th of December, that's where we're going to be.
The 7th of December.
Where is it actually going to be held? At CTIA?
At CTIA on campus.
Okay.
So we have our kitchens available for prepping, and then we're going to go outside under the trees and we're going to
have
cook.
Some fun.
Yes.
We love it. Thank you guys so much for coming on to the show.
You are most welcome.
It's Rise FM.